Hey guys, awesome episode today. We talk about breakup etiquette and turning people down in a green card arrangement. You gotta hear to believe. Enjoy, share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'll say it one more time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Yes, the Feather Studios are full. They're hot. We got a capacity crowd here. Shelby's here on the ones and twos, killing it. It is really wild what's going on with this podcast, and we're taping up in Harlem. People make the trip every single week. This audience is crazy.
They make the trip, they come on out.
It's crazy. It's really nice. It's good to have them. I gotta say, you guys are doing a great job, but I'm gonna say it, not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It ain't enough.
Damn.
I'm gonna call you out. I'm gonna call you out right now, okay? Share with a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister. It's summertime. This is podcast season, baby. This is the time of year where you're coming road trips and lonely moments and your friends are out of town and I got to go to the park and what am I going to do and I want to go to the gym. Who can sing sweet nothings into my ear? J Train, the king of brunch, the wizard of weddings, the sultan of swipes, the mother of moms, okay? I am here for you. Every Tuesday and Friday, tell someone. Make it your Instagram story. That's the best way to share this podcast.
Feather those nuts.
Feather those nuts. When you make it your Instagram stories, because here's the thing. Let me speak to you, Mr. Listener, Mrs. Listener. Someone, when you say, hey, you should listen to this podcast, what they do is they go, oh, no. They put their fists up. I'm not a podcast person, they say. I don't do podcasts. They're just doing that because they're behind. They're stupid. They're the people that said, I don't use the ATM. I like the teller.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those idiots?
Oh, iPad. Who will use those?
Who uses an iPad? I don't want an iPhone. I like to have my fingers touch the keys when I text.
Bullshit.
Game over for those losers, right? Time moves on. You can't get around time.
Because they're stupid, that's why.
That's right.
I'm jealous.
They're jealous. They're stupid. So here's what you do. Don't stop fighting the unwinnable fight. Take a screenshot right now. Tag a bitch. Tag a friend, a coworker, me. I'll send you that heart. And make it your Instagram story. Because Instagram stories, what you do, they do. If you see a story with a hot chick or a hot dude, you go down the rabbit hole of their profile. I know what you're doing, you sick fuck. I know what you're doing. You're looking at all, when a bachelorette party goes out, I'm looking at all the friends, okay? When you put up an Instagram story with a J Train podcast, your friends are looking. What is this? What are they doing? What am I missing out on? That's how you share it. That's right. And it feels good. Ooh. Every time I get tagged in those Instagram stories, oh my God. I that's me. That's me singing. Because that's me. It feels like I'm in a public restroom, okay? You walk in and the door I left unlocked. I'm peeing, but my pants are down on my ankles, third grade style. You come up behind me with a feather, and my legs are open just enough for you to just tickle the inside of my balls. Okay? Back and forth. To and fro, feather, feather. That's what it feels like. And I'm singing.
That's really nice.
That's right. Very excited today. Very special guest. An OKP. Original key player. I think you were the guest on the first ever J Train podcast.
No, you think?
One of the first. Yeah, the shock and awe.
Wow.
Mark Norman, thank you for coming on.
Hey, hey, good to be back.
Guest alert.
Good to have you.
I got to say, I do the road. You got all the fans coming out. They say hello. They say get back on the Freed Pod. You got the hottest white audience.
they are beautiful.
The men and women, gorgeous. This is a place for them to go be themselves.
And you know what it is for us? We needed a place. There wasn't a lot open to us.
No. The hipster audience of Whitey is not as hot.
Not as hot.
It's less rompers.
We needed a community to talk about our issues.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people, I call this the podcast of luxury issues.
Uh-huh.
This is where we discuss them, the things that don't matter, the things that people go, well, what about the presidency? And you go, okay, we're just trying to have fun here.
Right,
A lot of these emails that come in, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, they come in, I get, you know, hundreds a week.
Yeah.
What do I do? J-Train, help me.
Hear, hear.
And it's all issues that if you brought them up at brunch, the easiest thing to do right now is to bring up bigger issue that's not being talked about to make yourself sound smarter
exactly.
So that these small issues don't get hashed out. And the small issues are the fun ones.
Hear, hear. Then they call you a racist and a bigot, and all right, well, I'm leaving.
Exactly. So that's why we come to Papa JT. I put you right against the nape of my neck, and I let you suckle at my teeth.
I love it. Yeah, because you were the king of anal.
The Rosa Parks of male ass play.
I was the boss of Bumble.
Okay.
And that's why I was coming on, I think, because we were swiping back in the 80s.
And listen, all of you need to go follow Mark Norman. Hilarious comment. You've done it all, I feel like. I feel like you've got all the late night shows.
Uh-huh.
You've done Comedy Central half hours and all that's the hour.
Sure, sure.
You know, do you feel like it?
I'm still the horrible piece of garbage in my head. So you just keep chasing that.
That sound is ringing in your head at all times.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly. It's more like wah, wah. But I'm just chasing that comedy carrot.
But you know
chase it till I die.
All of you guys should go follow Mark on Instagram. He's putting out. What's great about Instagram is we're all kind of figuring it out.
Right.
And comics, you know, someone was, you know, Mark is putting out, how many times a week are you putting out stand-up videos?
Probably twice a week.
So twice a week, you're getting premium content.
Uh-huh.
Something to give you a laugh for a minute out of your day. And that is worth the price of gold, okay?
Hey, thanks.
Nothing is better than having it pop up on the stream and getting a good laugh out of something, being able to share something.
Yeah, share.
The sharing a meme. And Mark is putting out stuff that, you know, these stand-up videos, I think they get, you know, we're in such a small community of people. So now we're seeing a lot of stand-ups are putting their clips online.
Yes.
But most people, and I'm speaking to the audience here, follow what? One stand-up comic, two? With all of us, we follow hundreds.
Yeah.
So that's why we feel like, I'm one of 100 people.
Exactly.
But the normal Jim and Joe, they're going and seeing, you know, if they follow Mark Norman, they're going to get something they don't really have on their feed right now.
Right.
They might have memes. They might have, you know, drunk people and all that shit, but they don't have a great stand-up to follow to get these videos. So all of you guys, go follow Mark on Instagram at Mark Norman. And if you're in D.C., he's at the D.C. Draft House tonight.
Yes, and tomorrow.
And tomorrow, all weekend long. I know we got D.C. people.
Oh, yeah.
Go on out. You've been on the road a lot.
Every weekend, baby. I got a big nut.
A big, yeah.
To pay, yeah. I bought my apartment,
yeah,
so
I'm
got
with
that
you.
Mortgage.
So what is the road, you're enjoying it?
I like it. I like getting out. You know, you get out of the city will eat you alive. So you get out there to Denver, San Fran, Phoenix.
It's like a breath of fresh air.
It's a beautiful thing. I hate flying and all that, but once you get there, you're in that hotel, you're having a cocktail, you see the city, you meet the folks. It's great.
You said that you don't like to fly commercial because you don't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons.
That's right. We're all just trying to get out of commercial. That's that's our real, all of our comedian goals.
Oh, that's all I need. I'm Delta Comfort, baby.
I'm there with you. Delta, that's the way to go.
That's all I love. I love the big D man.
I am too. So, Mark Norman, pumped to have you here. He has a podcast of his own.
Yes.
Tuesdays with Stories. Every Tuesday. We come from the same former network. We used to tape at the same spot. You and Joe List have a great podcast. Tuesdays with Stories. Every Tuesday. Explain it for the people that don't know it. Give them the one-minute commercial, the one-sentence commercial that would... Because I like when people... Listen... They might not be able to come to your show. They can find you on Instagram. They can go watch. But people have a little podcast library now. And they can add you. Tuesdays, J-Train. Tuesdays with Stories. Wednesdays, You Up Podcast. Fridays, J-Train Podcast, you know?
Yeah. Dude. Well, first of all, we both came from the same abusive father, which was Stand Up Labs. But we got out, folks.
We got out. And now we're in Harlem at Feather Studios.
Yeah, now we're doing our own thing, living the dream. But I do a podcast called Tuesdays with Stories, me and my friend Joe List. He goes on the road. I go on the road. We live in New York. Crazy shit happens to us. We get jerked off on. We get laid. We get heckled. We go gay. And then we come back on Monday, discuss it. Shelby's there.
Shelby produces both this podcast and your podcast.
Oh, yeah. Shelby gets around. He's a pod whore.
This is gonna feel like... This is gonna feel like when your parents, when your two grandparents meet.
Oh yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Right, right.
The opposite sides of the track.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
I feel like Shelby's a little nervous. You okay?
It's all great.
Okay, good.
We used to fuck. It's awkward.
So go check out Tuesday's stories, road stories.
Everything. Fist fights, getting anal in a bathroom.
So I had something happen just now. I was in at Connecticut Mohegan Sun. I'm at the comics. Two guys from Wu-Tang were at the show.
Whoa.
And they were like, come to our show afterwards. And I went to Wu-Tang on Friday. Yeah, Thursday. They were at the show Thursday. And then they were like, hey, we had a good time. Come on back to the Wu-Tang. So I'm at the VIP section, like,
holy shit,
with all Wu-Tang's like friends and families, and then me sitting there. It was and it was a great time. I'm not a big music guy.
Yeah.
Have you had anyone at your shows that has like made you go crazy a little bit?
No. I mean, my parents won't even come to see me. But that's amazing, man. That's what's great about showbiz. You never know what's going to happen, and the worlds collide.
It is a weird thing where you're like, when someone like that, you know, I did have a moment where I'm like, oh, they just saw a guy doing his thing.
Right.
And they're like, come to see us do our... And like, there's a kinship.
There's a bond.
We travel places to do these weird things.
Well, you ever heard
that?
We just
have a good rhythm together.
You ever heard that
Seinfeld thing? He sort of feels me out, I feel him out.
Like where you meet a comic and you automatically have 10,000 things in common. We both bombed, we both killed, we both been heckled, we both done the road.
Who said that?
Seinfeld.
Yeah. So That is a thing. You both have a notebook in your pocket.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You both gotten, you know, blown in a stall. You both been screwed by an agent, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so it was kind of a cool thing. But we're pumped to have you here at Mark Norman on Instagram, Tuesdays with Stories. Let's do some emails. You ready?
Let's do it. Love an email.
Pumped to have you here. Let me get first, though. We are sponsored. Love this sponsor. New sponsor alert. Ring that bell, Shelby. It's 2019.
That's right.
Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon, okay?
Wasn't he a Wu-Tang member?
Raycon was there. He was there. He was on stage. Wow. Raycon is a fantastic product, and these earbuds are unbelievable. And really, the game-changer part, easy to travel with, easy to go to the gym with. This is what you want. You want versatile.
Yes.
I have the one ear, you know, the earphones I have that are in front of us, these are like the big Bose ones.
Mm-hmm.
There's only really one scenario for them.
Yeah.
Plane, sitting, hours of sitting. The Raycon ones are my everydays.
Yes.
That's where I run around with. And Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. The company was actually co-founded by Ray J and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Cardi B, and Melissa Etheridge. Listen, they're all in on this. Raycon's E50 wireless earbuds have totally changed the game for me. They're so comfortable, so easy to take anywhere. That's the big thing. Comfort and ease of use. So I'm big on Raycon, what they're doing. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. I love these earbuds. I love them, and you're going to love them too. Shelby, you know what I'm talking about.
I love them.
They're great. Raycon offers their wireless earbuds for everyone in a range of fun colors and an unbeatable price. So go to buyraycon.com/JTrain. to get 20% off your order. That's 20. That's free money. Okay, that's buyraycon.com/JTrain for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get the amazing deal. Okay, one more time. buyraycon.com/JTrain. buyraycon.com/JTrain. Get involved. I love that promotion because I'm a huge headphone guy. You ready? Let's do some emails.
Let's do it, baby.
Mark Norman here. At Mark Norman on Instagram. What the fuck happened? Girls make no sense. You're in a relationship now.
Yes.
You're very serious. Have you moved in?
Yes.
How's that been?
It's a struggle every day.
Explain that.
Well, it's tough. I mean,
because a lot of women that listen to this podcast, they want to get on track towards where you are.
Yeah.
They want that prize. Move in with my boyfriend. Have it all. Why is it tough?
Well, she's a great gal, but, you know, I'm an introverted weirdo. I like my alone time.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of this girl, she's an extrovert, which is why we have a yin and yang.
Mm.
But she's like, oh, you're here. Let's do everything we can in the world together. Let's do our laundry. Let's go to brunch.
I know.
Let's go, you know, see the Statue of Liberty. I'm like, oh, I see free time as let's not do anything.
Exactly.
And she sees it as let's fill it up with shit.
And then the problem becomes, because I'm in a relationship now myself, and the problem becomes that you saying, I remember one time I was talking to my girlfriend and she was like, oh, you don't, I was thinking about you the other day. And I was like, yeah. She goes, I get like upset that you don't want to like do, like sometimes you don't do stuff. And then she was like, but then I realized you don't do anything.
Yes.
And I was like, you nailed it.
That's exactly.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding.
If I do something, I want to make money off of it.
Yeah. And if I have to leave, like, I think also, like, I always say this about stand-up and comedy. It's the most physical art. You have to go to the club. You have to go out to work on jokes. You have to leave the house. And so it's a lot of, you know, it's not sitting at a desk.
Right.
It is wearing. So when you get those minutes at home, you're like, Let me sit and not think.
Not to mention, you got an unbelievable pad here. This is a killer apartment. But here's the thing. This, and she's a great gal, and I don't want to shit on her, but here's this sums it up in a nutshell. We got one bed. I take the wall side. Mm. She's got the good side. And she had to sleep on the wall side one night just for some reason.
Sure.
And she goes, this wall side sucks. I don't know how you do it. I don't know why you like it. I go, oh, I hate it. And she goes, well, why do you do it? I go, because you got the other side. And she goes, yeah, but if you hate it, how do you just do that every night? And I go, well, that's what a relationship is.
Yeah.
Is that not it?
That's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing. You just do shit you don't want to do for you.
Yeah, because you like the other person enough.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And she was, I can't believe you do this every night.
That should be a nice gesture. She should go, thank you.
Yes, how about a thank you?
She should be blowing you right that moment.
Yeah, no blow.
Time for me to get in bed.
Yeah.
This has been fun.
Here we go. I met a girl on Hinge. We went on a date. We got coffee and talked for about an hour and a half before she had to leave to go to an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
We were both laughing a lot, and the conversation flowed smoothly. Before we went our separate ways, she said she had a good time and wanted to meet up again. Then we kissed. I texted her later that night saying I had a good time and wanted to meet up again. She agreed. Next day, I try and set up a date later in the week and get this response. This is what she wrote.
Okay.
Hey, sorry I missed your call. I was out with a girlfriend this evening. Honestly, I had a good time with you, but I just don't feel a connection romantically and don't want to give you the wrong impression if we were to go out again.
That's fair.
That's fair. Dude, what the fuck?
Oh, boy.
Girlfriend, LOL. I really want to see if I can turn this around. I refuse to believe she can say do all that stuff, then do a complete 180 so quickly. Thanks in advance. P.S. We're both in the military. Thank you for your service. She outranks me by one rank, so that probably is the real reason here. I would say no. But if you saw the way she was looking at me, you'd know there's no way she would said what she said was true. I like this email because there's a lot wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
You and I reading it, I think you might agree. I hear the male in this.
Oh, for sure.
I hear the ego in it.
Yes.
And this is the other side of it. When girls show a screenshot of a guy who keeps going, hey, hey, hey,
right.
Hey, hey. And they're like, how is this guy still going? It's like,
take a hint.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on this?
Well, first of all, what I do love about the ladies is like if this guy kept persisting and kept going and then they end up getting married, women would call this romantic. But if they don't like the guy or they don't end up getting married, he's a creep and a weirdo and can't take a clue. But I think this guy, he's got to move on.
He's got to move on.
And she did it nicely as possible, and you got out gracefully.
She actually did the perfect response.
I've only been on one coffee date. It was like several years ago, and that same thing happened like a couple. It was like around the holidays, so it's a little break, and then it was like, hey, you want to go out again? She's like, yeah, I like you, but I didn't really feel it. It was like, cool.
That's it.
Here's the thing. What you have to trust is that people will always be human.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by that, Jared? Hey, she said really nice things to your face and you kissed. That's really easy to do in person. Mm. It's a lot harder for her to be argumentative, disagreeable, say that she didn't have a good time. Mm. Who gets done with any date, looks someone in the eye, like, and not a crazy person goes, hey, I really didn't have a great time. I don't see
right,
this
anymore. Right.
It is, you know how hard it would be to be that honest with someone?
Yeah.
So he says, you don't know the way she looked at me. Why would she say those things and then go back on a text? Because the easiest, it is so much easier to be honest over text than it is in person.
Yeah, this guy's got the stripper thing where he's like, she liked me, I swear to God.
Yes,
like, no, man.
No.
She was being nice. Move on.
And it's saying, just like you said, if you kept trying, then she wanted to be there. It'd be romantic. But you're going to keep trying and you're going to be creepy.
Yeah.
It's not going to work out. And you're going to waste your time. And what he's going to do, he's already saying, well, we did the coffee date. You can't look at dating like it's some sort of investment because you're going to keep always going to be chasing, trying to make back the money you put
right.
in. So he's sitting there going, well, we went on the coffee date and she said all these nice things. I made that investment of time and effort. Now it has to pay off with another date. No, dude. Sometimes investments lose.
Yeah, yeah. And you can still leave like a pro here. It hasn't gotten creepy and weird yet.
If someone sends you a text that says, I don't feel the connection romantically, respect how hard that was.
Yes.
And write back, no problem. Thank you for being honest.
Yes.
And everyone's as honest as the last time you talked to them.
Right.
This is the last contact.
I'm glad this guy's in the military, though, because he'll just go right into the enemy lines. You know, he won't hold back.
Yeah, but I appreciate the email, and we understand. He writes, dude, what the fuck, girlfriend? Dude, she was with her. She made up the easiest excuse to get the fuck away from you.
Yeah.
You will meet someone who will not feel that way and like you. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
And a coffee date is always a filter. That was a filter. That was her going, let me just feel this out for an hour and then get out. That's why you go to a coffee date.
Yeah, exactly. Bisexual girl in need of tips on how to date straight guys casually. Hey there, Feather Feather. I'm a 30-year-old bisexual girl in a semi-serious relationship with another girl. But I feel like I'm at a point in my life where I want to meet new people casually and have great new experiences and sex. She wants to fuck. I told about that to the girl I'm dating, and she's completely fine with it and wants me to do me, quote unquote.
Damn.
The thing is, I'm having a bit of a hard time understanding the mentality of straight guys, even though your podcast has been really helpful with that. Most of the guys seem to define casual as fucking shit-faced at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is something I'm not interested in. Well, yeah, that's
true.
I'm looking for fun dates and casual, yet quality sex. Ooh, this is the... That is hilarious. She's like, I want casual, but when you're just with me, is basically. Nevertheless, it seems like I easily come across like wanting something more serious than that to scare them off. Any tips for me? Here's my Tinder profile.
She's cute.
She's cute.
Blue hair.
Yeah, like the look. She's, you know, she's cute.
Uh-huh.
She's definitely like, you know, alt looking. She's got, you know, a cool look.
So she wants to get fucked but doesn't want a relationship. That seems pretty good.
Yeah, but she also wants to go on a date and have the time. You know, like I understand that she's like, well, these guys usually want to get fucked up and fuck at 3 a.m. Yeah, that's what guys think casual is.
Yeah, yeah. Sober sex is weird.
It's more intimate and it's more time that you could be spending, and I know this sounds awful, meeting new chicks that will fuck you at 3 a.m.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And so that's kind of so she's saying, it's kind of like I watched this Lifetime movie.
Wow, you've changed.
I know. I was watching it because it was so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, I'm kind of making fun of it.
I think the real reason is you like those movies.
I do enjoy a rom-com, but you know what I do enjoy? I wanted to see what the Lifetime movie was all about. All
right.
So I'm watching it, and what you come to realize is that the women's idea of how... things. So there's one scene. So the whole movie is a guy, this woman loses her husband, he dies. She moves into this neighborhood. The guy across the street is like, I'll put in a security system in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So he puts in a security system and he ends up being this creepy fucking dude.
You don't say.
So then he goes into he's going around the bedroom, and then there's one scene where he goes through her drawers.
Yeah.
And he pulls out a bathing suit.
Uh-oh.
He looks at the bathing suit. Then they go into this dream sequence of him in the hot tub with the woman clinking champagne while she's in the bathing suit. This is a woman's idea of a creep.
Right, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The male, the real creep.
The real creep is licking the panties.
Is licking her panties
and
then masturbating into them and then licking the cum that came out of his fucking dick.
Right.
And then the women listen are like, what?
Yeah.
And it's like, yes, just in the same way when you say, I want casual, it means, we'll come over and fucking blow me and then go home.
Right.
You go, that's horrific. Yeah. Well, that's what the other side.
That's casual and efficient, by the way.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying this is right. I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying understand the beast you're trying to tame.
Yes, yes, exactly. This guy, you say you want casual, but you would never put, hey, come over and fuck me on Tinder. Because that would be too scary. But that's what we think of as casual.
Yes. So you have to, play to the audience that you're in front of.
Right.
If you're looking to find a guy like that, you have to be a little bit more upfront that you're not looking for casual.
Yeah. She wants to be wined and dined and railed.
Yes.
You know, but you sound like you're making it sound like you just want to get railed.
Yeah. And that's not what you want.
So yeah.
I think with a lot of these things, it's about the language. It's also, you might find someone, you said you're on Hinge. You go on, talk to some guys. Hey, I'm looking to go out. I think for her, what she should do, move quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Meet a guy on Hinge that day. You go out. I'll do drinks. Not 3 a.m. Hey, let's do drinks. Let's have fun. Let's go from bar to bar in this one neighborhood. Have a great time. That gets you the level. At least you're being taken out.
Yeah.
And then at the end of that night, you can go, I'm going to go home, but we should do this again. This was a lot of fun.
Right.
Make them chase a little, then you fuck, and then you see how it goes. I think that's more I think you have to angle for that rather than saying, I'm just looking for casual.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. And also, when you say you're bi, and
it throws a fun, fetishy kinkiness in there.
Exactly. So you're becoming somewhat of a target to guys who are 3 a.m. want to fuck you guys. So understand that, too.
Right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I love having Mark Norman here because he knows the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we can just go through these emails.
I love it.
Just real quick. So keep sending them in. Go follow Mark at Mark Norman. Will this wedding ever happen?
Ooh.
Juice. Okay. Jared, I first discovered you when you went on the Morning Toast. Thank you. Yeah, I love that show. I've been a listener ever since. I need your help and advice on what's going on in my relationship. I think I need an outside point of view. So let me give you the backstory. I'm 26. The man I'm with is about to turn 30.
Okay.
I have a 5-year-old daughter, which is from a previous relationship. My daughter's father and I were engaged, but I left a few months after my daughter was born due to the relationship being toxic. I met this new guy only 2 months after breaking up with my daughter's father. We worked for the same company. He pursued me for almost a year before I agreed to go out with him. The time doesn't really make sense on that, right?
Yeah. It's a lot of facts. I've already lost it.
Well, so I met this guy only 2 months after. They pursued for a year. After a year and a half of us being together, he drops a bomb on me, tells me he is not a U.S. citizen and is in danger of being deported.
Ooh.
He is Brazilian. Hot. He tells me that the only way this won't happen is if we get married. I don't like the sound of all this. I don't like anything on a rush. He's known from the very beginning of our relationship that I've wanted something serious and I want to get married. But this is not how I wanted it. I want the proposal to get down on one knee. Big wedding. He told me that he would get married now, but still acts as if we're dating until we are ready to do so. Acts if we are dating until we are ready to do so, and that's when I'll get the proposal and big wedding. 2 months later, we were married at the courthouse. Fast forward, we've now been together 4 years.
Damn.
Still no proposal or wedding. I've told him we are already married. Why won't he just give me what I've always wanted? He constantly makes excuses. He brings up money, or we're not in the right place yet, or certain things need to happen beforehand. I constantly remind him my parents have put together money for us to have a wedding. Also, he's 30 years old, and almost all of his close friends are married with children. What do I do? Is this guy has been the father of my child. We're living together. Why won't he take this last step?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think this guy is a little shady.
Yeah, anything that, like, you know, I watch enough 90 Day Fiancé.
Same.
To know that there's some other, you know, you don't want ulterior motives on your wedding. Usually we get emails from women being like, well, I, you know, next step is the wedding. And that, to a lot of guys, feels like ulterior motives. Because you're like, well, what do you want?
Yes.
What do you need this so bad for? You need the Instagram? You need the... And so when you hear from the other side where she's like, well, he had to move it along real quick and he needs... Because he's going to be deported. You go, as a guy, we kind of... I have that same thing go on in my mind.
Right.
Where it's like, yeah, you... I always say on this podcast, like, there's very little for a man to gain from a wedding.
Yeah, completely.
You know, so like, we don't get the bridal shower. We don't get the bridesmaids. We get a bunch of dudes that show up on the day, hopefully wearing the same thing.
Yeah, you get a bachelor party, and then you get the risk of maybe losing half my shit.
Yes. So what, you know, for this, I feel that there's, you know, and also for the citizenship thing, I think there's like a 10-year thing, right? I don't know the rules of that.
I don't know.
But you got to be together a certain amount of time so that if it does fall apart...
It wasn't just fake.
Yeah.
I see.
So what do you think? What does she do? And also, she's attached to this idea of a big wedding.
Right.
Being what makes her happy. I don't think that'll make her happy.
No. This will end ugly. This will end badly.
It doesn't feel right.
I'd like to see a photo of the two of them. Wouldn't that be nice? If she's in a wheelchair and he's like a hot, you know, sexy Latino.
He's just out on the town.
That would explain a lot.
I don't know. I see a little tiny thing here, but she's cute. I mean, the looks, to me, I understand what you're saying. Like who did he lock himself down with? You know, I could do 10 years with this. To me, well, that's also part of the thing is she has a child.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, I know this will sound bad, but I'm trying to get inside the mind of a guy who's like, hurry up and marry me before I get deported. Like, I'm, you know, that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's got a kid. She's going to have to babysit a lot. It's not my kid.
Right.
You know, so I'll get to have some free time to do some other things of my own. She says they've been together 4 years and he's taking care of the kid, but it's also, you know, if he won't go the extra step, are you guys really having a... Is this a couple? Are you guys having fun together?
Right.
Does he want to do that thing for you? She says her parents put together the money for the marriage. I think when someone doesn't want a big show, they're looking for easy exits.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Sure. So you think he'll get out at some point?
I think the fact that it's not his money that the wedding would be spent on, he knows exactly what she wants. He still won't do it.
He's dangling.
Why is he not doing it? Well, he knows that he is not 100% there.
Completely.
Like, I would do similar things where it's like, oh, wait on that. Because then I'm like, you know, the longer we wait, then, okay, it gives me time to get out.
Yes. I'm with you.
I had a buddy who's in a relationship. And they, you know, I think it was like, she said, I love you. And then he was like, I enjoy you too.
Uh-huh.
And then he was like, I'll get there. And it's like, no, you guys are on different pages.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't trust it. I don't know, what do I do?
I feel bad because she wants his wedding so bad, but it sounds like she wants the wedding more than she wants him.
Yeah, and also, when you want the wedding so bad, you're willing to overlook what's really wrong with the relationship. I would say to her, it's a lot of money. She wrote the amount. I don't want to say because, I don't know.
The amount's getting in there. This is all gross now. Love is out at this point. Also, you're in your 20s, sister. You can move on and still have plenty of time to fall in love and get hitched.
Absolutely. I think you got to have... Let's start... if I were her... I would go, wedding seems so big.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think a good solution to this...
I like where you're going.
...is forget the wedding.
Yep.
Let's test this guy to see if this relationship is
good. We'll do the courthouse on a Thursday, no guests, no hubbub.
They already did it.
Oh.
They're married. She just wants the wedding.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know they were married.
He's in the country already.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So he's saying, I got everything I need. I don't need to give you shit.
Right. I gotcha.
So that's it.
Oh, well, this guy's a total crook.
Yeah, there seems like there's something off.
Yeah.
So I would, instead, when you say the wedding, when you're like, let's have that big wedding I've been asking for, this is what I want, that's such a big thing that he can make you think you don't need it.
Right.
So I would make your needs smaller, that they're almost undisagreeable.
Aha.
Does that make sense? Where it's like, if you're like, well, you know what? You put away the wedding conversation. Just go, I really, you know what? I just want to do dinner, you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you? Let's do next Thursday. Let's, you and me, we'll go to a nice, get a bottle of wine. We'll get kind of fucked up. I got a sitter. Is that cool? And then let's see if he goes in for that.
Okay.
Because that to me, if he goes, well, money and I don't have the time, you go,
oh, you're well, fucked.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, when it's a wedding, when you go, when are you going to get on one knee?
Right.
And when are we going to do the, you know, $30,000 wedding in you know, out in the country with a band and the hors d'oeuvres and the cake and the mm-hmm. cake chopping and the food chopping and my yeah. parents. And then he goes, whoa, whoa, look at all that stuff. We don't have time for
exactly.
all that. You
got
a kid. That is easy to disagree with. Harder right. to go, let's just get dinner. Let's get drunk and have fun.
Sure.
Because then it's like, then if he says no to that, you go, you start to understand maybe he's not in on this relationship.
Yes, exactly. I don't want to shit on this whole world this woman is in.
No, I think she's got a lot of positive. I just think we see things as guys where it's like, okay, if he was really in this and the money's not his, why is he against this whole wedding?
I think the wedding shines a big light on this guy's bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it real. Like, oh, God, I'm a fraud. I'm a douche. We got everybody. I got the cousins here, the hors d'oeuvres,
yeah,
the band playing. I'm in a tuxedo. It really puts a microscope on his guilt,
yes,
I think.
Absolutely. That's why I'm saying if you. And so maybe, I don't know if he's not wanting to be with you, but we need to test that.
Yeah.
Because the only thing you ask for is a wedding. Now you're not even getting a real relationship.
Right, right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We have so many good emails.
All right, bring them
I
on.
I need your
Patty.
Brutal honesty.
Hit me.
Mark Norman, at Mark Norman. Go to the D.C. Draft House this weekend. You guys
oh,
want to
yeah.
see? This is a real comic.
Hey, all
go
right.
Go see him.
I'll take it.
He say, you open for Schumer? There's a lot of Schumer people.
Sure.
This is, you know, that's exciting. I don't know. they should go see you. You're hilarious. They'll love you. I need your brutal honesty.
Oh, good. I love brutal.
Jared Shelby and Guest If I'm Lucky.
Ooh.
First off, absolutely love the podcast. Tune in every week. Even saw Jared's show at Gotham a few months ago. Got to meet you. It was awesome. Love
All right.
it. Question is about a questionable fuckboy. What do you think of that term, fuckboy?
I think it's funny because it's not insulting at all. I'm like, yeah, I fuck a lot. Why is that a pejorative?
Yeah, that's funny. I always think it's so funny that, like, we live in this world where, like, we're done calling. You know, it's funny that the progressives do the things they hate the most.
If you go east, west enough, if you go west long enough, you're eventually going east.
Yeah. So that's kind of the thing where it's like you hear people, the word slut
yeah.
always rubbed me wrong. I didn't like people who used it. I didn't like it, the sound of it.
Right.
It never rang as funny to me. I just, my personal thing. And then the same feeling I got from slut, I get from fuckboy now.
Oh, well put.
Where
I like that.
And I go, who uses such a word? You know, like,
yeah.
I, you know, like, come on, we're with people. You know,
right.
like, I. So I'm not. I appreciate she came to the show and she enjoys it and she had a fuckboy. I just, it's funny that this the word fuckboy is now in the national conversation and it's okay to use.
Right.
But if I walked around and be like, so I got this questionable slut I'm dealing with.
That's true. There's a lot
of
double standards.
It would sound icky.
Yes.
It just, you know, so
I would go so far as I think the word womanizer is kind of fucked up because. Yeah, I'm fucking a bunch of girls, and they go, you're a womanizer. I'm like, well, I want to get laid. They want to get laid.
Yeah.
And also, it has this undertone of, like, you're tricking these dumb women.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
I'm
not tricking them. They want to fuck.
We're all here.
Yeah.
We met in March through our mutual friends. Hung out basically the entire month of April, okay? I always say, beware the relationship that lights too quickly.
Aha, uh-huh. Yes.
Dates, chill nights at our apartment, sober, et cetera, was going well until I noticed he stopped trying to plan dates in advance like he was doing before. Instead, he'd text me to see if I was around in the very last minute, which I truthfully didn't like. I didn't take the bait and let it kind of naturally fizzle. We would still text, snap, DM every once in a while, but stopped hanging out basically altogether. Okay.
Damn.
I saw him again at mutual friend's party recently. When he arrived, he immediately came up and we started to catch up. We spent a good amount of time with our other friends, but would always come back to each other for a drink or conversation throughout the night. He was the one to bring up the past and ask me what had happened and why things had fizzled out. When I explained my side of it, he verbatim said, okay, so let's make a plan this time around. Ooh, he is me.
I feel similar. I really relate to this guy.
I relate to this dude. We ended up going home together, sleeping together. I thought the night was going great and so fun. The party was a few days ago. Since, I haven't really heard from him and now confused why he ever brought up the what happened thing and insinuated we would hang out again. Was he just trying to close with me for another night?
Of course.
Yes. Was there ever an intention of hanging out with me? Gonna need your brutal honesty with this one. Thanks. P.S. I'll attach our Insta handles and pics of us separately from the night. Would also appreciate Shelby's celeb lookalike. This is what he does. Wow.
Hot. Good-looking lady. Good-looking guy.
He's a good-looking dude.
Wow, he's a hunk.
Yeah, they'd make quite a baby.
I want to watch him bone.
Quite a celebrity lookalike.
Yeah. Who do you think?
He
looks like Anthony Sabato Jr. What's the guy's name? You know who I'm talking about? The guy who's fucking the chick from Modern Family.
He is?
Not well, that's a different guy. But that kind of almost hot Latino look.
I mean, Enrique Iglesias vibe.
He's got Iglesias all over
him. She looks like Elizabeth Hurley.
Wow.
All right. I'll give you that.
I mean, she is. They're both knockouts.
Yeah, good looking cup.
What do you think of the situation? I mean, I have my thoughts on this.
Well, this guy's a hot guy.
Yeah.
He's in a suit. He looks well-to-do. He looks cool, young, sexy. He just wants to get laid, and she seems fun enough to be with, but he doesn't want a relationship.
Yeah, no, he doesn't want a relationship.
No guy does. And this guy, relationships, let's be honest, they're a little bit of work, and they hold you back on other fun stuff you want to do. So unless you're a perfect lady for him, why would he settle down?
I like that you said for him.
Yes.
Because it's all about the match.
It's subjective.
It's all about the timing. It's all about whatever. Like, we say you're hot. Someone else might look at you and go, you know, not my type. You know, someone could walk in here. Here's the reality of it is he's also trying to push along being an asshole. He's getting close enough to you without touching. And we both said we read this email and I was like, I get it.
Wait, touching. What do you mean close?
I'm saying he's getting close enough to touch, but I'm saying he's getting close enough without touching relationshipville.
Uh-huh.
So he's getting right up against the relationship without ever having to make the commitment.
Oh, got it.
So
yeah.
So he did a lot of moves.
Yes.
These are moves that guys do when you want to keep the sex. And I've said this on past podcasts, guys are like depression era children. You don't throw away leftovers.
Ah,
okay?
That's fun.
Not to make her a leftover, sure. But you're someone we've eaten before. We put you in the fridge, and we're going to keep you cool till later.
And once you've eaten it, it's less exciting, which I know women don't want to hear, but it's just biology.
This guy's after a hunt.
Yeah.
You've been hunted. You're in the fridge.
You've been caught.
And here's what he did. Here's a couple of things that all guys do. If you're a woman, this is really time to take out the pen and paper. He did all the work up front. Then he stops texting. Okay? I let it naturally fizzle. That is the dream of all guys who fuck.
Yeah.
To let the girl go, you know what? I don't want to do the 3 to deny you the 3 a.m. hangouts,
yep.
But never call you out on that we never hang out again.
You never have to face the fire.
The fire, exactly. So then they keep snapping and DMing because he wants to keep it friendly. He has nothing against you.
No.
He actually likes you. He likes your personality. He likes everything about you. He just doesn't want to be responsible for you.
Right.
So then because he kept up those snaps and DMs because it all worked, he goes to the party. He sees you. You are now convenient. He wants convenience, not relationships.
Sure.
Relationships are, as Mark said in the beginning, and relationships are a lot of inconveniences you're doing for someone you truly care about.
Right.
He saw you at the party. He says to you, what happened? Now he's not crazy. Now he's saying, what happened to you?
Yeah.
It's a whole mind fuck.
Right.
What happened to you? You didn't even call. What happened to us?
We had a good time. We connected.
It was great.
Yeah.
And little is he's not saying is, yeah, I really stopped making plans with you.
Right.
You know, I really didn't give a fuck enough to make a plan with you because I didn't want to be in a relationship.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
He calls it out. So now he's not crazy. You guys mm-hmm. are on the level.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sits there and he hangs and he says, we should really. And then he sells you a lot of goods that are living vague.
Right.
We should really be hanging out again.
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, I trust this guy. We did have fun hanging out.
Sure.
I'll fuck him tonight.
Yeah. Here.
And so the merry-go-round goes again.
Yes.
And now he'll disappear. He'll keep DMing. He'll snap until you become convenient again.
Right.
Oh, you're in that neighborhood now with me?
Yeah.
We should hang. Because all the other options didn't work out.
Exactly. And here's the thing that I don't think women, they understand because they're not dumb, but they don't want to admit is, why wouldn't he do this? It's working. He had a fun time with you. He got laid a bunch. Yeah. He doesn't want to be in a relationship. Of course he's going to do this. This is the only way to live.
Here's the other thing.
If you can.
Absolutely. I agree with you totally. As bad as it sounds.
Yeah.
I do understand this sounds like two hyenas cackling as we feast off the bones of a woman.
But this is how we're wired.
Sorry. But we're giving you honesty.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. And women are guys, and I know I'm generalizing a lot,
mm-hmm.
but we spend our lives getting turned down.
Right.
Just societally, we're the ones that are told to ask you out.
Mm-hmm.
We're the ones that are told, be a man.
Make the first move. Go for what you want.
So we are numb to being turned down. So that's why the guy before, he's like, well, what should I do? I got to really make this happen. But the email, we go a couple emails back.
Right.
That guy sounds crazy to a woman because they're going, why is he going to go after someone who told him? She just said, I don't want to be romantic with you.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, how do I turn this around? Women sprint away from getting turned down.
Yeah, of course.
And so for her, she goes, I didn't take the bait. So he wasn't making plans. And then she goes, I didn't take the bait of hanging out at 3 a.m. So it naturally fizzled. She ran away from a breakup.
Right.
That's why she's now asking questions. Why does he still want in? Because you ran away from the breakup, you didn't get the answers you needed before. So you fucked him at the party.
Right.
So it's like, The more women run away from breakups, the more we're given the luxury of living in this like vague,
yes.
I'm nice, but I'm not nice.
I'm still not the bad guy.
Exactly. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. This one's kind of on the no correct way to let a guy down.
Mm.
We're sponsored, people. I got to talk about this sponsor. Listen. Guys, I love that we're talking about a lot of male psyche issues because this sponsor really relates to that. We're horrible at taking care of ourselves. Awful. Awful.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I mean, listen, guys are told, put some dirt on it. You're going to be fine. Stop. Drink some water. Stop being a baby. But that's not how life works, okay? You got, and I'm bad with it myself. I don't go to the doctor enough. I don't go get checked up enough. I don't go, you know, I'm one of those guys. Oh, my knee hurts. Who cares? I'm a man. I'll walk it off. And that's just not good. The same is true for erectile dysfunction. Studies show 70% of guys who experience ED don't get treated for it because, honestly, that's an embarrassing thing to go talk about.
Sure.
And we need to start breaking through this barrier. So thankfully, Roman, created an easy way to get checked out by a doctor and get treated for ED online. Roman is a one-stop shop where you can chat with a licensed U.S. physician who can treat ED and, if safe and appropriate, ship medication right to your door. My favorite story about how embarrassing and how little men are good with ED stuff, there's another company, I don't know if it was Snoop Dogg represented one of these ED companies.
Hims?
He might have been whatever it was.
Okay.
It wasn't. Roman is who we.
I love Roman.
We love Roman.
Love Roman.
Snoop Dogg had a commercial where he literally says, men, it's a cartoon of Snoop Dogg, and he goes, men deal with erectile dysfunction. He goes, not me, but maybe you. He took a check for what I would assume is $1 million.
Easily.
And he literally said to them, well, I'm not going to say I have ED.
Right. That's hilarious.
He couldn't even lie, even if he does. If that were me, if they gave you a check for $1 million, I'd be like, yeah, I have micropenis. Done.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Uh-huh.
I have $1 million now. Snoop Dogg. That's how embarrassing ED is. Snoop Dogg literally goes, well, not me, but maybe you.
That's great.
You know? So this is something people need to take care of, and you can get a free online visit. Go to GetRoman.com/JTrain. That's GetRoman.com/JTrain for a free online visit. Go GetRoman.com/JTrain. GetRoman.com/JTrain. GetRoman.com/JTrain.
Here, here.
We're here with Mark Norman, at Mark Norman on Twitter and Instagram. Mark Norman Comedy is where you can find him. DC, if you're there this weekend, you got nothing to do, come out to one of the shows. He's fantastic. You're going to love him. I'm a 30-year-old 8810, the rating system.
I remember.
Face, body, personality.
Yes.
He's a hottie. Living in South Carolina. Recently out of a year-long relationship, I've become more active on social media since. I am not on any dating apps and only use Facebook, IG, posting nothing to advertise being single.
Mm-hmm.
I've been noticing more and more guys sliding into my DMs after weeks of liking posts after posts asking about a date, i.e., hey, here's the deal. I'm really shy, but would really love to take you out sometime. Or you should come chill sometime or let me take you out to lunch, etc. But there seems to be no right way to respond. I have tried not responding only to continue getting awkward messages. I more commonly will respond simply by explaining that it is nice to offer. However, I am currently not looking to date anyway as I am recently getting out of something. Like, hello, this is not a dating app. Well,
wait, I'm confused.
She's on Instagram. She's recently single.
She wants a date or she doesn't want to date?
She doesn't want to date these guys.
Ah, got it.
So these guys are, what's happening is, and it's funny, I have a little grin on my face because she's like, it's funny to hear someone talk so naively about this.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I've been more, I haven't advertised and I'm single, but I'm more active on social media.
Yeah.
And I'm an 8, 8, 8, 10.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. Hot chick is shit and men are flies.
Yes.
You're the shit. Men are going to fly to it.
Yeah.
Okay? That's just what it is in any situation.
Sure.
If you're at a bar, you're going to have creepy guys going to come talk to you. And I know this is bad. Like, I know. But, you know, and she's saying Instagram's not a dating app. Well, anywhere.
Everything's
that
a dating app.
Everything.
The grocery store is a dating app.
Everything. Everywhere women are and men are that are warm-blooded Americans is a dating app. And that's kind of what we have to be safer about. And I do understand the negative bad things that come with that, and we have to be on guard. And you can't just be walking around la-di-da as if men aren't thinking this way. And women. Everyone's thinking to get to where they want to go.
Yes, exactly. That's why people are listening to this.
Yes. So I have not tried Hello, not a dating app, in which I get rude responses like, right, well, I was just trying to grab lunch or something, but okay, yeah. I love that move. I love when someone goes, yeah, we should get drinks sometime. And you go, no, I really appreciate it. I have a girlfriend. Oh, yeah, well, not in that way. I wanted a friend. Okay, well, go fucking play Xbox.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's a lie. Not to mention there is no form of communication prior, only a random invite. So what's the deal? The deal is you're hot and they want to try and fuck you.
and that's a good thing too. Like, this is easy. Just don't answer the message. Yeah. Don't respond.
I would block right away.
Or block.
Don't even give them the chance to write again. So what's the deal? Why is this always the case? I would think being upfront and honest would be the polite response. Especially most of the time, it's people I randomly met through a friend or out on a night or something of that sort. But why bother asking just to turn around and act like you are done wrong when not receiving the response you want?
It's human nature.
Hey, rewind the podcast and listen to that guy's email where he went on the date and then wants to change it around.
Exactly.
That's all you have to hear.
Right.
That's why this podcast is so, I love doing this because you can listen to the emails and get the answer to your question.
Right. Right, exactly.
Listen to that dude's email. That's the mindset.
Yeah.
My mom says I look good in a suit. Why shouldn't she want to go out with me? So I think...
You look so sharp, Jared.
Yeah, exactly. What's the best way to go about this? I hate to just leave people on red, but come on, we're all adults here. No, we're not adults here. P.A.S., don't forget to come to do a show out in South Carolina. I would love to, but listen. You have to... and I think this is more important for women to hear than men. Like, if I respond to a woman, hey, I'm flattered, but I have a girlfriend, or hey, I'm flattered, you know, whatever it is, they usually relent because what I said before, women don't like being turned down.
No, they do not.
Men will get turned down 1,000 times. Just like you said, it's romantic.
Right, right.
You know, we'll knock on, throw the pebble at the window. These are all things we've been taught that women don't like to give emotional intelligence to men.
Yeah.
They don't like to get, like, I know it's easy to go, well, women have it tough. But I'm just saying, there are societal things for men out there, too.
Yeah.
So be a man. Go after it.
Sure.
You know, these are all things we hear our whole lives.
I know.
And listen.
And women say, too, oh, guys are pussies now. They don't have the balls to come up to me. Yeah. No guy will approach me. And there's no single men in this town. No, we're just scared. No.
And here's the thing. Instagram DM is the easiest way to approach somebody.
And the norm kind of now.
Yes. It's out. And also, like you said, like the supermarket is an app.
Is an app. Yeah.
Bless the guy who can come up to you in a supermarket.
Right.
Like that guy, good for fucking him.
Yeah. And on the flip side, dudes, take it gracefully. You have to realize you're approaching a stranger. So if she goes, I'm not feeling it, just notice that and move on.
You shot your shot. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
It's just not the match. It's not. And also, we've said this to a lot of women. It's not about you.
Right.
She's got to, you know, live in the delusion that you were hot enough, but the timing wasn't right.
Yeah.
You can do yourself that favor.
Yeah. But here's the twist on this lady. If a hot guy who is a catch, rich, whatever, her type, hits her up, she'd be happy he hit her up.
So you got to take the good with the bad. Exactly. So, and guy or girl would say that.
Right.
A guy would be like, all these girls I'm not attracted to hit me up. And then the one that they're attracted to, they'll go, thank God she hit me up. So
right,
we'd
right.
all say this. My advice to her, you can't give men any fucking rope to hang themselves with. You can't. Men, and like I say this a lot with dating app profile makeovers when we do them on the road, at the U Up Live shows, which we are touring. If you're in Chicago, Toronto, Cleveland, Detroit, tickets are running out. Get them now.
Yes.
When I do the dating app makeovers, a lot of girls will have sexualized pictures or they'll have a sexualized response. And I go, listen, it's cool, but you have to understand you're putting blood in the water with a bunch
right,
of sex.
Right, yeah.
These guys, when you start at sexual, men go up from sexual. They don't go, well, what are your feelings on relationships? They go, oh, you did a boob thing? I'm going to out-boob you until I see a nipple.
Yeah.
So I think for her, I would block right away. If they're a mutual friend of a friend, block, let them talk shit, and then feel confident knowing that if they went to their friend and go, I messaged her, she didn't even answer for lunch, and then their friend would go, you don't want fucking lunch with her, fuck off. You know, like no normal person would ever like see that they have a point in this whole thing.
Sure.
So I would block. If they're closer friend, then you say, hey, I appreciate it. And then if they get back with something like that, block right away. I kind of have this thing with negativity on social media. I don't really respond to people who are shitty.
Good.
I block them right away. I had someone that commented.
That's going to happen.
Block right away.
Yeah.
Goodbye. I don't need to have a conversation with you.
What's the point?
I had someone that they were like, because I've tweeted a bunch of stuff about people who correct grammar. And I'm like, I don't believe that anyone who corrects grammar, I think you're doing it for yourself, not me.
Yeah.
I just don't. I think like, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I don't and I don't say that I'm an English teacher on Instagram. I don't say that I'm an English major. I don't profess myself to be out here as the grammar authority. Mm-hmm. I'm here. Laugh or don't.
Right.
So when you comment. Someone comment with this shitty, like, oh, of course you get mad at people with grammar because this all the grammar here fucking sucks. And I'm like, okay.
Yikes.
Block.
Yeah. You know, like, who needs that?
You're not going to rationalize with these people. That person's an angry person who wants to make people as angry as they are.
Well, have you heard the term intimacy through injury?
No. What's that?
Well, you put a video on YouTube, you get 1 million comments. 995 are great, and then 5 are mean, and those are the 5 you're going to interact with.
Of course.
They got you.
They want you to feel as bad as they do.
Yeah, and now you have an interaction and a dialogue with this cunt or douche, and you go, what am I doing? Because they were mean.
The same thing goes for the guy who says, hey, let's get lunch. And you go, no, I listen, I'm not looking at a date right now. And they go, I just want fucking lunch. Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
And you go, well, then, well, and then they make you feel badly.
Yeah, of course.
They're a liar. They're
yeah.
a liar.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Shelby, we got time for news?
We do.
Woohoo!
Mark Norman, go follow him at Mark Norman. Let's do some news.
Yeah!
As basketball fans.
I like what I've noticed about my basketball fandom is it's been more about the drama and the trades and the stuff around it than the games. I think I follow that more closely. Mark, are you a basketball? Are you got to be happy. You're a New Orleans guy. You got to be
Pelicans.
Happy? Yeah. What
yeah.
do you think?
I love it. I think we got some good picks. I will say that I have a little beef with that billionaire thing. Remember the guy who shoved Durant? Was it Durant?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that came up on Coffee with J Train every Sunday with your Patreon membership, patreon.com/JaredFreed. What do you think?
Well, I think...
So a billionaire who was an owner, part owner of the team, shoved a Kyle Lowry who plays for the Toronto Raptors.
Raptors, yeah. And so he shoved back kind of thing.
Did Kyle...
Did he not?
No, he didn't. He actually handled it better than I think 99% of people would have handled it.
Oh, okay.
I do understand. Like, so what do you...
Well, my whole thing is this guy obviously shouldn't be shoving people.
Sure.
But I noticed there was a ton of hate because he's a, oh, this billionaire, blah, blah, blah. It's like, but why does billionaire have to come in? We have such an anger towards rich people.
We don't like the rich.
But why? That doesn't make you a bad person if you're rich.
Easy to hate. People always take your side. People always, we like underdog more than, you know, the whole privilege conversation.
Right, right.
That works into it. I think also, I agree with you. I talked about this on the Patreon, Coffee with J Train, and
it's like when Malibu caught on fire. Oh, they'll be fine.
Yeah, they still lost
their fucking
house. It sucks.
Yeah.
I think the reason he was brought up as a billionaire a lot was also because he was a co-owner of the team.
Uh-huh.
But here's the thing that I couldn't believe. I couldn't, ESPN, like, hammered him.
Yes.
They were like, it was as if none of the, here's what I don't like. Yes, he's a douche.
Yes.
He's a loser in the front row who went out of his way to push a player who fell into the crowds.
Yeah.
Don't act like you can't believe this happened.
I know.
This guy's at a sporting event. Testosterone is high. Mm-hmm. He's cheering for his team. He's
passionate.
On the court. He feels like he's a part of it. I'm not saying he's right.
No, he was way out of line.
Don't come out and go, my word. No, no, no. Don't act like you don't know how many. I go to football games, and when there's a big hit, I literally look like I'm coming my pants.
Same.
And I'm going, like, I used to do this thing where I'd make a machine gun noise every time there was a sack. So you just, someone would get literally have their brain injured, and I'm in the crowd going, ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga.
Right, right.
That's how crazy you get while watching a sporting event. So, yes, he was wrong. Yes, he should be fined. Yes, he should be kicked out. But don't have the holier than thou.
That's what happened.
A lot of it now. And that became, oh, this billionaire thinks he, and then people put their own emotion on it. This billionaire thinks he can take advantage of a player when he runs into it. And it's like, dude.
He's a douche.
That's a douche.
Don't add all this other bullshit in there.
What happened with that?
Well, in basketball news.
Yeah.
Rapper Drake, he was kind of going a little nuts during the final.
Drake, a big Toronto Raptors fan. He got his big win. They've won the world championship.
But in more subtle Drake basketball news, he was spotted at the game wearing a watch, a Richard Mille RM69 Erotic Tourbillon.
Okay.
That's its name.
Okay.
Costs $750,000.
So a home was on his wrist.
Oh, yeah.
That is the cost of a home.
Yeah, he can get a nice three-bedroom in Manhattan.
On his wrist.
Correct.
And so what happened?
It's like a weird-looking watch. It's kind of, it's so expensive because of not only the material, but there's so many moving pieces in it. Because if you... I'll show you some pictures. Turn the watch. It has like different combinations of horny phrases you can kind of line up.
So this is like this is like an artist being really artsy and charging a ton of money for it to say cock on your watch.
The top bar features changeable phrases like I want to, I need to, I long to, I lust to.
Okay.
I'd love to and let me.
So it's like your own little Mad Libs.
Uh-huh.
And to be on your watch.
Middle, explore, taste, kiss, arouse, devour, and caress.
Yeah.
And then the bottom.
This is 700. It feels like something I'd get in a gumball machine when I was eight.
Yeah. It does feel like a prank.
Yeah.
So Drake was spotted wearing it.
And what was it
with
set
the combo?
To? I want to
kiss your pussy.
Oh, really?
At the game.
See, I was hoping it said, "Want to feather your sack."
Oh my God! I would do anything. What's funny about that is like, is there a point where you're so rich and famous that you could really do anything? Like, could he show that? Is there a point where he's with a woman and he goes, "Just look at the watch, babe."
Oh,
and it's like,
I see.
And she's like, "Oh, that's so funny!"
Right.
Or is that because that to me is like the biggest.
I think so.
Nerd
think
thing I've ever
like
heard.
Depending on the woman,
that's like an example of it.
I mean, this is $700,000. This is a waste of
that's
fucking
a piece
money.
Of garbage.
Yeah, it looks like it was done on one of those, like the label makers.
Right,
it does. It's a brother P touch.
Yeah. Have you seen that that YouTube video of the guy? He's like a kind of a buff, cool guy, and he's leaning up against like a Lotus Suite convertible, hot rod.
All the stupid books.
No, just leaning up against his on the sidewalk, and a girl walks by and he goes, "Hey, look, I'm new in town. Can I drive you around and you show me some stuff?" And they're all like, "Oh my God, yeah." And he's like, "Great." And then he walks to the car behind him. It's like a piece of shit Camry. And they all go, "Oh shit, I gotta go. I'm in a hurry." But it happens every girl goes, "Oh fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
Take me anywhere."
Because car. At that point, they think they're going on the Drake experience.
Right, right.
When they're really going in an Uber pool.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
It does show you perspective is everything.
Mm-hmm.
That watch on my wrist, I want to kiss your pussy. They're like, arrest this man.
Yeah.
Get rid of him.
But
and
it's just
on
the
Drake's
money.
Wrist, it's like, okay. You know, sometimes the cost of something makes it more, considered better. It's just like, it's a marketing of a certain kind.
Yeah, yeah, that's interesting. Like, Dom P is not that much better than Moet.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
it's $8 zillion.
We got more news?
We do. Speaking of those lovely headphones earlier.
Yes.
Some people are...
Big headphones. You get 20... you're getting real money here.
Raycon.
Get involved with those.
Some people... A study was done... And it claims that 1 in 5 of the little wireless earbud users have had sex while wearing the wireless headphone.
Ooh.
I have not. Mark?
I've done it with the noise cancellation, the Bose.
Really?
Yeah, because she had a real bad voice.
Really?
So no, you were like, I'm joking.
That is, though, known as the Leonardo DiCaprio move. Allegedly. He allegedly has... sex with somebody while just blasting tunes in his own ears.
There's got to be a point.
It's not bad.
With celebrity and rich and fame where...
You run out of shit.
Yeah.
Hence the gerbil in the ass.
Yeah, you got to throw a gerbil in there. You got to put something in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I just... It's got to be weird for the person who doesn't have the money. Like,
right.
Leo D is like... I got to put these earphones in. I got to listen to whale noises. That's how I can get fucked. And then the woman's like, I guess.
Yeah.
like it's got to be weird. Like,
sure. But at least it's, you're not putting whale noises in the whole apartment.
Sure.
It's just the individual thing. So you're kind of.
This is for me.
It's for me.
Yeah.
And I think you compromise by putting one in.
Yes.
That's the key. You let her do her thing, and you got the whale in one ear.
I'll give you... It's like I'm ordering at Starbucks. I'll give you one ear that shows I'm not a dick.
Exactly.
So you can take my dick. Yeah. Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Mark Norman, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, sir.
Always fantastic to have you. all of you guys should go follow Mark. Go watch his videos. Go to his shows, DC. He's there tonight and tomorrow at Mark Normand on Twitter and Instagram, MarkNormandComedy.com. If it's the website, I'm Jared Fried. I am coming to Seattle. Ooh. Laugh Seattle. And then I'm coming to Cobbs in San Francisco.
Nice.
So those two shows or those two places, rally the troops. Get the crew together. All fun jokes and fun times will be had by all. I'm ready for you. Bring the crew. Tag a bitch. We'll be back next episode. Boom.